It's Helping Hand puts the spotlight on a topic, organization, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, welcoming back Aloha Independent Living Hawaii. They are dedicated to giving persons with disabilities in the Aloha State the choice of where to receive independent living services. Majority of board members and staff, persons with disabilities, and we're going to learn a lot more about ways to help them out and how they can help out folks in need. Their executive director of Aloha Independent Living Hawaii, Roxanne Bolden. Aloha. Welcome back.
Aloha, Dave. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Describe your mission.
Our mission is to help persons with disabilities with independent living services and programs so that they can live within their own communities and not be institutionalized. How we go about getting services is either through word of mouth or doing outreach and education. Our services are completely free. We provide it statewide.
If you have a disabled person in your life, if you're disabled, there are a lot of ways that this organization can help you. And even if you don't hear a way that you think would help you, it's worth it to give them a call because they are strong advocates for the disabled. They're probably going to have good advice on who to call. Things that you're doing to stand up for those in need with disabilities. Peer counseling,
yes.
Advocacy,
yes.
Training independent living skills.
Right.
Transition.
Mm-hmm. The disability rate is actually increasing in terms of the numbers of individuals who are becoming disabled. So one of the things that comes through our office is, where do I go or how do I start from here? And so we would sit down with the family, we would do an assessment, we would try to find out what exactly is their priority goal. Because when you become disabled, many things in your life are going to change. Not just your ability to function and do some of the everyday things that we do, wake up in the morning, brush your teeth, get up and put on your clothes. Those things can definitely be changed in terms of how we're going to go about doing that. You may need an assistance through a nurse or even a personal attendant or a family member. But even something so simple as I'm in school now and I used to go to school and the building had stairs. Now I don't have access to that particular classroom because now I'm in a wheelchair. Or now I can't speak. I have speech difficulty. So how do I communicate with my teacher or with my family member? Just things like that that we take for granted.
Right.
And so we would link you up with the provider that we are aware of. Like one would be Assistive Technology Resource Center. If you're in school and your child needs certain services, but they're not sure how to go by doing that, maybe it's mom and dad. It's their first time going to an IEP, which would be an Individualized Educational Plan. We would link you in with Learning Disability Association with Hawaii. We have different nonprofit partners. We have something that we're able to do, we'll do it. If we don't and we know we're not the experts, we're going to definitely refer you to that particular organization.
And that also, dialing in on this IEP, your child, he or she has rights that have been mandated, and even if you're having a difficult time getting what you need from the school, there are organizations that will join you so that you're not alone in dealing with the school.
Absolutely. And it'll be twofold. The Learning Disability Association of Hawaii would help with the parents to teach them how to advocate for their child's needs. Then we would come in as an independent living center and work with the student. So maybe there's interpersonal relationship skills that they need. If you are somebody that has difficulty in expressing yourself or even making friends, we can talk with you and eventually start bringing you and introducing you to different peers amongst your age group or even older, younger, to teach you how to develop that type of skill to broaden your friendships.
Because that's one of the areas disability has a huge impact on. A sensitive topic, understandably so, because once your mobility is limited, it can dramatically impact your socialization, shying away from going out, shying away from doing things because you run into these barriers. And that really can lead to a lot of psychological problems, depression.
Yeah.
It's a real unfortunate but very serious side effect, if you will, that comes along with chronic disabilities. So that's part of training, huh?
About that's your independent living skills training right there.
And you used another phrase, we take a lot for granted.
We do.
The impact of losing your mobility can have just far-reaching. The transition aspect.
So we have individuals in high school that would like to do something more. And maybe they don't know how to access going to the community college, or if going to a higher education is not something that would be the right fit for them, but maybe getting some employment-related skills.
And employment for the disabled is a huge issue. That can feed into the whole isolation that I was just talking about. Let's say someone calls you, I'm recently disabled. I'm now using a wheelchair, but I still have a lot of skills. I want to work. Do you also have contacts at employers who work with you in terms of getting people jobs?
Yes. One of the main entities is actually a state entity. It's called Department of Vocational Rehabilitation. So their whole primary focus is to get individuals with disabilities employed. We would link them up with Department of Vocational Rehabilitation. Now, if for some reason they are linked and have been in the system, that happens, and it happens quite a bit in Hawaii, they don't actually get their service. They're on the list. They're just not not actually being serviced. We have found that our agency has come in at a time where they're at home, they're still waiting for that social worker to give them a call, and nothing's happening. We initially started a social recreational group to just get them going, doing something physically active, gain a little bit more confidence. And while you're doing that, we were incorporating teaching them how to write a resume.
Is this sort of employment coaching and assistance also available for just the general disabled population?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you don't have to be
You don't have to be a young adult or
a
child.
Just painting that picture. So there's a lot of new things. And some of these are not necessarily new, but I don't know that we talked about them last time. But Deaf and Hard of Hearing Facebook group?
Absolutely new. I'm so excited about that because I just came from a disability conference in Reno and have learned that our little nonprofit is actually leading the way when it comes to the social media aspect, because we are reaching a generation that is much younger. And the way that they communicate is through social media or through texting. And so we developed a peer support group on Facebook for the deaf and hard of hearing. We launched it first on the Big Island. We have people who are consumers who are deaf that are moderating the group and facilitating it. But it's a place for them to be able to connect because some of them are employed or they're going to school. And there are a lot of independent living centers in the mainland that are looking at our agency as an example and as a model. Exactly.
Sewing group?
So there's two different groups. It's called the Hui Malama Po'o, and they are the ones that do crafting. That's one. They're here in Honolulu, and a lot of them are nurses that end up having a stroke or something that happened, and they can no longer work in their profession. Then there's the other one called the Lives and Tangles, and that is a sewing group. And so part of all the crafting and the sewing is part of their cognitive therapy because they have traumatic brain injury.
Senior Roundtable in West Hawaii.
That one is developing because we have reached out to the National Federation for the Blind. We are looking at doing a lot of different teachings on how to use different technologies for somebody who is blind. It's a group that gets together with different nonprofits or community organizations, and they basically share resources.
So that's Kona area.
Kona area.
NFB, Virgil and Katie.
Yes.
Great folks.
Yeah.
New developments.
So we just started filming our Olelo film series. Our first guest was Valerie, who is from the Hui Malama Po'o. Basically, the whole video series is going to be about different disability topics, which there's a whole bunch. We're filming like at least every month or every other month, and then it's going to be shown on Olelo as a series.
It's fantastic, because sometimes one of the biggest problems, a huge issue with facing disability, is there are a lot of resources, but it's hard to find them, or it can be hard to find them. Mm-hmm. As we turn to ways that folks listening could assist this organization.
I think the most important one is actually to spread the word about our agency. We need as much outreach or as much education that we exist and that we're actually here to be able to assist you. So spreading the word is probably the first one. I think the second one is if you do have a skill or something that you are able to volunteer, give us a call and let us know, hey, I'm available. I'm able to assist. What can I do to help you? I'll give an example. The Lions Club in Hilo, they said, you know what? We know that you folks help a lot of folks and they need help with just moving their furniture. Anytime you guys have somebody that needs help with that, call us. And we're like, oh, thank you.
What a great example. Just helping carry things when you're disabled.
When you're
just
disabled.
Moving anything can be huge. So volunteering can really be as simple as that. And when you're in a wheelchair, just moving a box can be a big deal.
Yes. Yeah, if you have a certain skill, like with our traumatic brain injury group, one of our staff members, Thomas Lum, his mom's longtime retired seamstress, she volunteers her time to teach the folks within our traumatic brain injury group some sewing techniques. So you may be a skilled tradesman. If you can come in and volunteer your time, what a world of wonder you're going to open up for them.
So if there are people on any island who would be willing to help a disabled person move things from place to place, you'd be interested in hearing from them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because it kind of creates a database. And the same, if there are disabled people and you're having those problems with a physical object, you need to get it from place to place. This is part of independently living, is having assistance with those. So you like hearing those kind of things. People can shop on Amazon and earmark funds to support your efforts.
Yes. The same way you would normally log on to Amazon, but if you just do amazonsmile.com, it will bring up the opportunity for you to donate. I think it's like 1% of whatever it is that you would normally purchase would go to a designated nonprofit. And our nonprofit is one of those.
That is linked at this website, alohaihawaii.org. And there's a contact form there. There's also the link for the Amazon Smile, 800-385-2454. This information, the full interview, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests are archived online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Aloha Independent Living Hawaii. Executive Director Roxanne Bolden. It's heroic stuff. Door is always open to you, Roxanne. It's a huge honor to support what you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much.